Welcome to Rhema for Today.
It's not working. Where's the money? Where's the money? You don't have it? Where's the money? You never had that problem, did you? It's not going to work. But I didn't pay attention in my head. Yeah, doubt was in my mind. But I refused to think like that. I got back over into the spirit realm, let my heart dominate me. I said, according to the word of God, it's done. According to the word of God, it's so. And I'm just going to lie here and praise myself to sleep because the Bible's true. Praise God. Because I believe God's word. Yes, sir? I know faith will work in your heart with doubt in your head.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Thoughts may come, they may persist in staying. But thoughts that are not put into word or actions die unborn. You see, the devil's a tricky individual. He'll put certain thoughts in your mind, and then he'll suggest to you that you must be a terrible person. You sure couldn't be saved and think those kind of thoughts. You see, he's endeavoring constantly to get you into doubt and to get you into unbelief. And if you listen to him, he'll do it. Thoughts may come, you remember that, and persist in staying. But thoughts that are not put into word or action die unborn. Remember this also. I don't care who you are. The most holy saint of God have found at times thoughts in their mind that their heart resented. Don't listen to your head. Don't let your head dominate you. Amen. Let your heart dominate you. Let your spirit dominate you. Another thing you need to know is this, that faith will work in your heart with doubt in your head. See, most Christians are walking by their head. You see, we contact this world with our mind and with our physical senses, and so therefore whatever is in this world can get into our heads because we're in contact with this world that way. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And so many Christians think they're beyond it. Well, if I said I wasn't a doubt and I'd be lying about it. They think they're being honest and all the time are being dishonest. Just because there's a doubt in your mind, the devil's instilled one somewhere or another, doesn't mean that you are doubting. Now you notice what Mark 11:23 said, what Jesus said. Jesus here said, Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, now get this, and shall not doubt in his heart. He never said a word about his head. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. He never said a word about your head. Said, shall not doubt in his heart. Now, I know that faith will work in your heart with doubt in your head because everything that amounts to anything that I ever got, I had doubt in my head, but didn't pay attention to my head. I believed in my heart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When I was healed 43 years ago, just approximately 17-year-old boy of almost total paralysis and a deformed heart and an incurable blood disease, my head said all the time, it'll never work. I mean, thoughts were flying to my head faster than a machine gun can fire bullets. You're not healed. Look at your body. Feel of your heart. You're not healed. I didn't pay attention to my head. From down here on the inside of me, I said, according to the word of God, it's done.
Hallelujah.
And within the hour, every symptom of paralysis had disappeared, and the heart condition disappeared, and the incurable blood disease had disappeared, and I was healed, and 43 years have come and gone, and I'm still healed. Praise God, see? And yet, my head, if you want to talk it like that, was full of doubt. But I didn't pay attention to it. Amen. Same way with financial matters. Some of the greatest things that ever happened to me, if I had time, I'd give you some illustrations. I just don't have time. But my head said all the time, it's not working, it's not going to work, you don't have the money, can't you see you don't have the money? It's not going to work. People's going to find out what a fake you are. This faith business you were preaching won't work. You know it won't work. My head just saying that. And in my heart, I just pay attention to my head. But in my heart, I said it'll work because the Word of God said so. Don't care what my head said. Lie down at night to go to sleep. My head give me trouble. You know what I mean? Thoughts persisted. It's not working. Where's the money? Where's the money? You don't have it. Where's the money? You never had that problem, did you? It's not going to work. But I didn't pay attention to my head. Yeah, doubt was in my mind. But I refused to think like that. I got back over into the spirit realm. Let my heart dominate me. I said, according to the Word of God, it's done. According to the Word of God, it's so. And I'm just going to lie here and praise myself to sleep because the Bible's true. Praise God. Because I believe God's Word. Yes, sir? I know faith will work in your heart with doubt in your head. Because the greatest things that ever happened to me, there was doubt in my head. But I didn't go according to my head. I refused to doubt in my heart. F.F. Bosworth said, and I thought it was good, doubt your doubts. If you're going to doubt anything, don't doubt the Word. Don't doubt your faith. Doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. Amen. I thought that's a good statement. F.F. Bosworth said that. He said, doubt your doubts and believe your beliefs. Again, one time, there was an utterance in tongues and the interpretation. And I never will forget a part of it because it registered in my spirit. And it said, thinking faith thoughts and speaking faith words will lead the heart out of defeat into victory. And it'll do it every single time. I said it'll do it every single time. Amen. Write that down. Don't forget it. It's a good thought. That wasn't all of the message, but that was the way it ended. Thinking faith thoughts and speaking faith words will lead the heart out of defeat into victory. So be sure that no doubt or unbelief is permitted in your life concerning the promises of God. What are you going to do if they come? Well, the Bible said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. When I resist doubt, I'm resisting the devil. Whatever is of the devil, when I resist that, I'm resisting the devil. Isn't that right? If doubt comes, I learned it as a young Baptist boy preacher. I'd always just speak to it, say, doubt, I resist you. In Jesus' name, I refuse to doubt. If fear came, fear will come to all of us. Fear of disease. Fear of failure. Fear of 1,001 things will come to all of us. And you can have certain symptoms about your body and the devil will tell you you've got the beginning of cancer. And that you've got cancer. And if you'll entertain fear, well, he'll put it on you. Job said, that which I feared has come upon me. That which I was afraid of has happened unto me. One of the greatest fights you'll ever have in life is to fight fear. Now, how are you going to do it? With the Word of God. The Bible said, resist fear, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. That means resist fear, and it'll flee from you. Because, see, the Bible said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Well, if he didn't give us a spirit of fear, if it didn't come from God, there's only other one source it could come from because it's a spirit, he said. So I started practicing it as a Baptist preacher. I didn't quit it just because I became a full gospel preacher. Because if you're practicing the Word, just keep on practicing it. Praise God. Because God's Word works. If fear came, I always spoke to it. Said, fear, and I still do. Fear, I resist you. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear. And I found out it'll do just what the Bible said. It'll flee from me. Well, now people come to me all the time. Bless their hearts. They don't realize what they're saying or they wouldn't say it for anything in the world. Now, Brother Hagin, I resisted and it didn't leave. I said, well, God's a liar then, isn't he? I said, God lied then, didn't he? He said if you'd resist the devil, he would flee from you. You resisted him and he didn't flee, so therefore God told a lie. Well, no. Well, I said, you just got through saying he did. Because if you resisted the devil and he didn't leave, then the Bible's a lie. If the Bible's a lie, God's a liar. Because the Bible's God's Word. You see, God and His Word are one just like you and your Word's one. If your Word's a lie, you're a liar. Well, now why not just tell the truth about it? You didn't resist the devil. You made a half-hearted effort. Amen. And didn't expect it to work when you started. You're like the woman, you know, that prayed, you know. And after she prayed, you know, it didn't come to pass. She was standing on Mark 11:23, you know, whosoever shall say. Well, she said, just as I expected, it's still there. No, you expect, bless God. Amen. Now, number five, sincerely desire the benefit that you asked of God. You see, Jesus said, what things ever you desire when you pray. Sincerely desire the thing that you prayed for and asked for. What things ever ye desire. Secondly, he didn't say what things ever your neighbor desires. You can't always get things for your neighbor unless they want them. If you could, well, you could make your neighbor get saved. God don't work that way. If he did, he'd make everybody get saved today and we'd all go into the millennium tomorrow. But he made man and gave him a choice. Man has a choice and a will of his own. Just because you become Christians, you don't lose that free moral agency. And so you can't push your desires off on somebody else. Now, where someone else is concerned, then fall back on the scripture. The Bible said, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything they ask, it'll be done. Get them to agree with you. Because if they don't agree with you, it's not going to be done anyhow.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. For more life-changing resources from Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns, check out our online bookstore. This month's special offer is just $45. Untapped Power of Praise book by Kenneth Hagin. Scriptures for Healing, Peace, and Success, a USB drive by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? And Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. Four life-changing resources, one incredible price of $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Christmas lights are on. They're
yes. Beautiful. Oh, yeah.
And nightly from 5:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. right here on the Rhema USA campus. And they will be on through January the 1st.
And we have something new this year on the campus.
Yes, we do.
We have a train.
Yes.
That you can buy tickets on and you can... ride a tour around the campus.
Yes.
On the train.
On the train, yes.
So that's available. And, you know, I mean, there's hot chocolate out there. There's funnel cakes.
Oh, yes.
It's
mini donuts. That's my favorite.
There is so much to do. Come on down and see the lights. They're coming in here from Kansas and Arkansas and Missouri.
Yes,
I was looking at license tags here a while back. And I want to tell you what, it's just a nice time to come and see some Christmas lights. And then if you want to get some hot chocolate and all the other things that go with it, come on down here and be with us, okay?
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.